By far the largest use of helium was as a pressurant to expel propellants in all of our spacecraft propulsion systems. In order to keep the system simple there were quite a few unique requirements. Number one is that the propellants ignite automatically when they come in contact with each other, so they did not need an igniter. And the other thing is that we had no pumps, because pumps actually, they weigh a lot and they can add an awful lot of complexity to a system. The fact that we were using relatively low thrust-to-weight ratios too, you see, since we're out in space, we really don't have to have very, very high thrust. The only time we had to have a little bit higher than normal thrust, of course, is getting off the moon, and that's the gravity on the moon is only 1/6 what it is on the Earth. So that in order to lift 12,000 pounds of weight, you only need 2,600 pounds of thrust, so that we could use relatively low thrust engines. Consequently, we did not have to operate at extremely high pressures like we have in the launch vehicle propulsion. There's a very distinct difference between launch vehicle propulsion and spacecraft propulsion, in fact. Mm-hmm. And that's by far the greatest use of helium in the quantities, anyhow. There are many, many other applications.